The following program has been furnished and paid by Nathan P. Ross, CPA, and KSEV is not responsible for its content or the products or services offered.
Welcome to Be a Planner Show with Nathan P. Ross, CPA, a show that helps you learn how planners can generate significantly more wealth now. Nathan will answer your questions about business or personal finance or on how to increase current cash flows and generate retirement savings to make sure you're on the right path and so much more. Whatever your financial goals, Nathan has the strategies to get you there. And now here's your host, Nathan P. Ross.
Hi there. Good to be back again this week. I'm glad you're able to join us. And I guess right off the top, I'll tell you that if you want to have your questions answered, feel free to call us at 281-558-5738 or 281-558-KSEV, the voice of Texas. It's good to be back again. I've had a week to digest assorted emails that came in off of last week's show. I guess I really hit a nerve with some of the discussion about the Roth 401, and trust me, it will be part of pretty much every show that we discuss. It's one of the hottest topics out there. The number of Google searches, maybe not specifically with respect to the Roth 401, because most people aren't aware there is such a creature, but certainly with regard to the Roth IRA. And it is an integral part of anyone's strategy that's trying to get to the zero tax brackets, is what you'll hear us refer to them as. And given what's gone on, certainly not just in the last year and a half, but leading up to that even with our federal deficit, I think we all have a pretty good idea where our tax rates are headed. And if you can restructure your sources of income between now and the time you get to retirement, well, then there are assorted ways we can get down into the, if not the zero tax bracket, certainly very low. And that's part of what we do. I guess I should explain a little bit more about what the show's about. It's relatively new. I started it a month ago. I kind of felt like the planets had finally aligned for what I do, or what I've been doing for the last 30, I think it's 37 years now. It's kind of painful to think about it. I don't want to really calculate it. But I work at the intersection of retirement money, which is 401 and IRAs, 403Bs, 457s, et cetera. Private placements, which I refer to as REPs, real estate private partnerships or private placements. And real estate taxation, of course, and then the zero tax math or brackets. We overlay all of that. And you don't have to be invested in a real estate project with your 401 or IRA to benefit from the zero tax brackets, but it really doesn't matter where the income's coming from. What matters is your willingness to understand which code sections or which sections of the Internal Revenue Code provide a way for you to eliminate, certainly minimize your tax load. And, you know, I'm not sure a lot of people realize the disparity between the number of pages in the code that actually explain how you're going to be taxed versus the multiple, many times over, of the number of pages that tell you essentially where the green lights are or the red lights that we can turn red on. And if you're not a planner yet, you may want to stay tuned or you know, connect with us and find out the type of strategies that we're using, because it can make a huge impact on your family's net worth or your wealth as you move to retirement. And speaking of retirement, there are very few people, excuse me, that connect with us that have it, quote, made with regard to retirement. Most people that connect with us, most don't know what they need for retirement because they have no idea how much of a partner the federal government might be in their existing savings. And, you know, it's one thing to say, well, you know, I've got $400,000 or $500,000 in a 401 account at work. and I'm, you know, 52 years old. Well, that doesn't mean a whole lot when you don't know at this moment how much of that $400,000 or $500,000 you're going to get at the end of the day because of your partner, quote unquote, which is the federal government. And so we want to work with you to understand what your options are and to minimize that partnership arrangement, if you will, because the last time I checked, the rate of return that you get when you invest money with the IRS, which that's your other option, instead of investing with maybe a syndicator that's doing a new project, you will never see another dollar of return off those funds for the rest of your life. And we'd like to show you how you can change that. And instead of investing with the IRS, let's go invest in a private partnership. I don't sell private partnerships, but I work with assorted clients that invest in them. I know where they're at. I know there's some good platforms in Houston for this, and I'm going to encourage you. It's the one asset space that even in the onslaught of the COVID crisis has remained strong and vibrant, and I think it's just getting started again. I've seen a lot of new projects in the last 90 days that you know, are good options. We're getting ready to go to a break here shortly. I've got a special guest today. I guess I'm going to call her a friend. Well, she's a friend of mine. Whether she's a friend of the show yet or not, I'm not sure. But I go way back with this party, and she's working with one of the leading syndicators in the country. And so we're going to delve into her background and assorted other issues and updates and news that will give you a good idea of exactly where we're headed. Let's go ahead and bring Natalie on just before the break, and I'll let her tell you a little bit about her background, and then we'll go to break, and then we'll come back. Natalie, are you there?
Hey, Nathan, I'm here.
Great. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. We did an event earlier today in Houston, so we're excited. You know, we're out and about, and we're doing things, making things happen. So it's good to be back networking.
Good. So you were, let me guess, you were over at Steve's Total Wealth Academy, his state of the real estate market in Houston or elsewhere.
I was there.
Good.
It was
a good. A lot
event.
Of people there today?
Yeah. So there was. I think people are just excited and ready to get back out there and get back at it.
Well, it's not just them. I tell you, when you look at the huge influx of capital that's come in, you know, the private equity guys are all over the multifamily asset space. And I don't know exactly the percentage, but I know the last year that the statistics are in, or the amounts, there was literally over $1 trillion in private partnerships for the year 2019, and a good chunk of that, obviously probably the bulk of it, was real estate, I'm assuming multifamily, but anyway. Natalie, I'm going to get you to hold on. We're getting ready to go to a break, and we'll pick back up with you when we get back, okay?
Got a question for Nathan? Phone lines are open. Call now, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSEV.
Having repairs done in your apartment should never come with strings attached, like being harassed and constantly pressured for sexual favors.
My leaky faucet turned into the maintenance man asking, when are we going to get to know each other better?
I needed my air conditioner fixed, but my building manager repeatedly kept coming into my apartment unannounced and without permission.
My landlord told me my rent would be free if I gave him something in exchange.
Sexual harassment by anyone associated with your housing isn't just wrong, it's against the law. The Fair Housing Act protects you from harassment, including someone making unwelcome sexual advances or refusing to make repairs because you deny sexual favors. If this happens to you, you can stop it by filing a complaint with HUD.
So I called HUD and filed a complaint against my building manager. No strings attached.
Fair Housing. The law is on your side. To learn more, visit HUD.gov/fairhousing. That's HUD.gov/fairhousing. If you fear for your safety, call 911. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Did you know 76% of Americans are concerned they won't have a secure retirement? BeAPlanner.com shows how private real estate partnerships can increase current cash flow and retirement savings. There are three options to control your 401 and IRAs, but only one will double your retirement lifestyle. BeAPlanner.com or tune in each Saturday at 5 p.m. for the Be a Planner show with CPA Nathan Ross, right here on AM 700 KSEV.
There wasn't nothing but a heartache in the middle of a bad dream. Like I took on the whole world and I never had a chance, girl. Was a one-way conversation. I never got the invitation. The sharpness of her words deceiving. And I couldn't stop the bleeding. Lord, I tried to be forgiving, but getting by don't mean you're living.
Okay, welcome back from the break. And with that classic line by Neil Diamond, but getting by doesn't mean or don't mean you're living, I think's what he said. I'll give him a pass on the grammar. That kind of is part of the reason why this show exists. And I'll tell you, over the years, I've heard multiple real estate gurus and mentors say that they will retire you, you know, in a certain time frame. 5 years seems to be the common mantra. And never once do they ask, well, how much money do you have to get started? And more importantly, how do you refine retirement? Is it just getting by? Or is it, you know, you have a dollar figure in mind, say a couple hundred thousand, or as one of my clients indicated on our intake forms, which, by the way, you can find those at BEAPlanner.com, which is BEAPlanner.com. And my most, straightforward, or one of my most straightforward clients said that their definition of retirement was $780,000. And so, yeah, I guess it just shows you everybody looks at retirement differently. And by the way, they will get there. They're not there now, but they're young enough where if they get their money into the right investments, they will, I think there's no doubt, they'll achieve that goal. Well, okay, we're back. We're chatting with Ms. Natalie Pilkington, who is the Director of Investor Relations. I believe I've got that right. She will correct me. Trust me, if I'm wrong, I'll hear about it. With Rockstar Capital, and Rockstar Capital is, well, I tell you what, let's let Natalie tell you. Why do I need to tell you? We'll let Natalie tell you. Go ahead, Natalie, pick up with exactly what you're doing these days.
Yeah, I'm with the investor relations team at Rockstar Capital. Rockstar Capital is a multifamily syndicator in the Texas area. We buy in Houston and the surrounding markets. We have some properties down south in Corpus Christi and in the Valley. So we're always underwriting. We underwrote 160 deals last year, just looking for that that little diamond in the rough, that little best deal. But that's what I do, or who I'm with.
Wow.
I'm in charge of their investor relations team. So,
and Rockstar Capital is Mr. Robert Martinez's operation, correct?
Yes, Robert Martinez, also known as the Apartment Rockstar.
Right. And so you guys literally, how many deals did he do last year? I've forgotten. I know I've got clients in all of his properties, but was it two maybe, or did he do more than that?
He went for three, and he closed on one. So the reason why he didn't get those other two is because COVID hit, and he thought it best to not take his investors and take them down an unknown situation, what was going to happen with COVID and the world shut down and just the way everything was going. He just thought it was in the best interest not to close at that moment, which it hurt. He'd never done that before. But, of course, we've never been through a world pandemic in this sense before either. So he wanted to do what was right and be a good steward of his investors' money.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, Robert's a sharp guy. He knows what he's doing. He's done, I think over 20 deals now just in a few years. What's
right,
the total?
Right, with Rockstar Capital, he's done 23 deals, so.
Okay. Well, and I'll tell you, I'm on a different end of this picture. I see PPMs and operating agreements that come into our clients that are looking for us to give them some insights. And I tell you, there's been a lot of deals I've seen. Well, first of all, let me just say that these days, everybody's a syndicator, which means you really have to be careful. And guys like Robert that have been doing it for a while, that have been, they've been to the finish line and past the finish line many times. Their projects really stand out if you've been in my chair where you're seeing deals. And I tell you, I've never seen such a sloppy set of documents. And I see deals all the time where I'm thinking, you know, is this being done for the investors to make money or for the syndicator to make money, right? Right. And based on what I've seen, and again, I've got clients that go back, I think, to his first deal, probably, what, 6 years ago, 5 years ago? I can't remember now.
Actually, 10 years. For Rockstar Capital,
God, that's
he's on
scary.
His 10-year.
Don't be talking like that. That's scary. It's been that long. Hey, speaking of that, I had a nice new prospect contact me this past week that literally joined the same mentor group that I joined and that you used to work for, Natalie, although you were 3 or 4 years later. Anyway, they joined literally about the same month and year I did back in 2003. And that, I tell you what, as we were talking for the next couple hours, learning about what their objectives are, et cetera, it just makes you realize how long you and I have been in this space. And, you know, sometimes it's painful. On the other hand, that's why we, you know, eat these projects for breakfast, basically. You know, I mean, I used to worry about certain issues and, well, you know, how does that impact? And now it's pretty much old hat, so we can, help people understand that are new to the game, which it's incredible the number of people that are coming into this asset space. And fortunately, Houston is a hotbed for the opportunities where you can literally go in person and sit and listen to people like Robert Martinez. Did Robert speak today? I assume he did.
Yeah,
correct?
He did speak.
Yeah,
he did speak.
So, you know, you've got a chance to go, you know, talk to the guy that's leading your transaction. Unlike Wall Street, first of all, it's going to take $10 million. That's your entry fee if you want to get into this game with private equity. Whereas here in Houston and elsewhere, but here in Houston, you've got, you know, a couple of the leading platforms where basically, you know, $50,000 will get you into a transaction. And it'll be a transaction that you can go walk the property, talk it over with the lead partner, kick him, cuss him, hug him, whatever you want to do, because it's at that level. It's a very local level at the end of the day, and that just doesn't exist anywhere on Wall Street, whether it's a REIT or a power center, you know, Home Depot warehouse or whatever they're pitching, or, of course, a company with stocks or mutual funds. Good luck, getting that relationship with that type of party. And I don't know how Robert does it at times, because he really excels at it. He's got a lot of people that he's shepherding effectively and a lot of people that are benefiting off of his efforts. And
I do want to jump in there, because there's a lot of syndicators out there, and you've even touched on that, but Robert is so much more than a syndicator. He's so much better than that, because he is an owner operator. He grew up in the business. As far as when he was in corporate America, he was in oil and gas and saw how the corporations could change his pay structure. Even though he did everything that they had agreed upon, they're still changing the rules mid-game. And that happens in life. And so the only way he could control that was to go out and get his own real estate and create his own way. So he did that through real estate. But he is an owner-operator. So he is not just somebody who goes out and raises capital and sends the partnership down the road for somebody else to babysit. He is there day in and day out for the nitty-gritty. He knows how many leaks are at each property. He knows what's going on at each property. And when I said leaks, I mean because we had the massive freeze that came down. He is hands-on with his whole team on the operations side. It's pretty neat to watch and see how he stewards his investors' money. And he puts his money right next to his investor money in each of the deals, which is powerful, and it speaks volumes that he's not just raising capital to raise capital. He's doing it for himself and for his family and for his legacy, but for you as well. He's putting his money where his mouth is.
Well, that's important. And speaking of owner-operators, you and I both fall into that camp. Tell me a little bit more about, or tell us, share with us how you got started, what type of real estate you're working with, and let us hear a little bit about what you're doing these days.
I started with single family, and I was with a big investor club. Worked with them for 15 years and really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed the people aspect, but I was in it for the real estate and for learning. Real estate's a very powerful tool. It's very forgiving, and I really enjoyed it. I enjoyed the single family aspect because I started with nothing in that sense. So I bought single family, and then I kind of parlayed into car washes, self-serve car washes, and then I have a car wash with an automatic. And before you call in and you want to know about car washes, my suggestion is do not do a self-serve car wash. If you're going to go into car washes, do a tunnel, but buy the land underneath it. So that would be my suggestion.
Especially if it has some oil and gas reserves. Go for that one if you can find it.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, and that's I'm going to echo those comments. I mean, I've done a number of things since I got active in real estate. And, of course, you know, I was a white-collar CPA type. I started Arthur Anderson for a couple, 3 years before I realized, let's just say that it was a stressful situation. And I realized that some of the 35-year-old guys there that had white hair were not really what I wanted to do, even though I appreciated the opportunity. It was an amazing finishing school, even though I had my BBA and MBA at that time from University of Houston. But left and started my own practice in 1985, and sadly, it wasn't until 2003 before the message that you would hear on the radio and elsewhere resonated. And it still was hard because, again, when you listen to these programs on the radio or you go to the case styles or case studies, and I don't know, I mean, Natalie may disagree with me, but I'm just telling you, it's hokey at base, and you really have to be passionate, and you've got to fight your way through the fog of the sell or the marketing to get, to where you can grab on to a concept. And the concept that I heard that got me was unlike all the books and tapes and infomercials online, the Dave Delgados, the Russ Whitneys, the Carlton Sheets, the Tom Vus. They were talking about stepping on somebody when they were down to get their home. And, for the first time, what I heard on the radio, and actually it was Mr. Steve Davis, who now has Total Wealth Academy, which hosted the event today that Natalie's referring to, was, hey, we're going to show you how to identify and acquire, manage, and very importantly, exit investment grade real estate. And so that really got me. And, I bought and sold over 150 houses since then. We rented them primarily. And then I've got a couple of what I'm going to call boutique hotel properties along the Riverwalk that I'm going to say exactly what Natalie did. I don't recommend it for you. It worked for me, but it's a much more complicated model that really relies on location. And so in any event, for what that's worth. I hear the music, so that means we're going to another break. And Natalie, sit tight, and we'll come back to you, okay?
Want to be a part of the conversation? Phone lines are open. Call now, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSEV. BePlanner.com wants to ask you, when's the last time your tax pro called with a way to save you taxes? Seriously, do you want to work with a planner or a reporter? A planner knows which tax code sections are the best wealth accumulation tools. Less tax, more profit. Learn more at BePlanner.com or tune in each Saturday at 5 p.m. for the Be a Planner Show with CPA Nathan Ross right here on AM 700 KSEV.
You're driving down the road and suddenly your check engine light comes on. Your mind immediately begins to race. Is this serious? What does this mean? Am I about to break down? Who can I trust to repair this properly without being taken advantage of? Hi, this is Rona from Skeeter's Auto Service, home of the Texas Car Doctor Radio Show, where old-fashioned, unparalleled customer service meets the latest in technology. We're not going to overcharge you or sell you what you don't need. We're not going to keep your car for days on end, and we will always try to give you options that fit your budget. My dad always taught us, do the right thing for the right reasons, work hard, and success will always follow. We pride ourselves in doing just that each and every day at Skeeter's Auto Service. Check us out at skeetersauto.com, like us on Facebook, or give us a call at 281-469-1152.
Dan Patrick for my friend Louis Florey and Ability Tree Experts.
Spring is here and summer just around the corner, which means it's time to deep root fertilize your trees in addition to spraying for insects and disease. Let Ability Trees help maintain their value and repair all damage. Fed and pruned tree will be less susceptible to wind damage and uprooting. Caring for the beautiful and valuable trees on your property that you can't replace should be done by experts. And the experts I use, it's very clear. It's Ability Tree Experts and Louis Florey,
my friend for over 30 years.
Gosh, this guy is the pro when it comes to taking care of trees. You know, pruning is important for the health of your trees. And pruning limits resistance to spring storms and allows the sun and fresh air into the canopy. Trees can be in distress several months without showing any signs. So don't wait to protect your investment at 281-441-4179, 281-441-4179, or visit their website at abilitytrees.com. Right now, Ability Trees is giving a deep root feeding with every tree prune. Ability Trees, Houston's leading tree care professional.
Okay, we're back. And, you know, as an old guy, that's probably the youngest music we'll have on the show. That's Robbie. What is it, Robbie Williams? You tell me, Natalie, you're the young one. And Josh Stone. Anyway, Natalie, we've got a caller. I don't want to keep him holding, so let's let him join us here for a couple minutes and see if we can help him with K1s from a PPM, a topic near and dear to my
right
heart.
Up our alley.
Yeah, go ahead. This is Ed, I believe.
Yes, it's Ed. First.
Great, Ed.
First time listener, first time caller.
Good. We like those. That's all we have these days, by the way. Right? We're brand new.
And is it okay?
What do we say? The inaugural show plus three now, plus four, I guess. So we're not too far out of the chute. Anyway, go ahead with your question.
Well, so I hope I'm not too far off topic.
No.
So I'm pretty new to the real estate game, and last year I signed up on a couple PPMs, or became a member, bought some shares, however you want to call it.
Sure.
And I have yet to receive a K-1. Of course, I haven't even received my first dividends here, so or distribution. I've done K-1s before on lots of different things, but never in this real estate thing where I've put in principal. So what I'm curious about is, you know, I put principal in 2020. When I'm doing my taxes for 2020, I'm not sure if there's even anything I put in yet until I receive a K-1. And I'm just kind of curious when that initial investment comes out of the profit, and how am I filling that out? That's
okay. Great. That's, you know, those are some good questions, and I guess I take it for granted. I probably would have never brought that question up on the show, so I appreciate you doing that. And by the way, if you don't mind saying, you don't have to, but which platform did you join as a member?
Which platform, like for
which group?
Which group? Oh, I'm with Steve Davis.
Oh, okay, good, good. And that would be the Total Wealth Academy.
Yeah, it's now Total.
Yeah, okay, great. Well, to answer your question, you're going to get a K-1 from every private partnership you join. It's going to have a bunch of numbers on it. They more than likely will not impact your current year return unless you've already got some of these creatures. and maybe you had one that sold or exited in the current
year.
No,
I have no K-1s for 2020, but I've made the investments in 2020. And I don't even know if the K-1's going to include that investment amount, or that's something I do.
It most assuredly will. So you'll get a K-1. It may not have much on it, but you'll notice down the left side you'll have an area that shows your partner capital account where you should absolutely see the amount of money that goes in. And effectively, what's going to happen, you won't get the benefit most likely. And again, I don't know you, Ed. I don't know your reporting history. I don't know what your other makeup is of income and loss. But generally speaking, first year, first time investor, these activities are what we refer to in the tax arena as passive activities. And there's probably a loss, as there is with most real estate partnerships, the first few years. And you don't get to use them to offset other income in most cases, but you get to carry them forward so that at the end of the day, at a minimum, when you sell or the partnership sells, those losses will be usable. Or if you go invest in other passive real estate activity and generate net taxable income. Now, I don't mean, and you referred to dividends. I'm going to give you the proper term. First of all, you didn't invest principal. You invested capital is the correct term. And what you're saying is when you call them dividends, you mean distributions is the term.
I meant to say distribution. Sure.
Yeah, that's fine. And part of what we do is educate people about private placements, so no worries there. But the key is, again, it's a timing issue. It's not that you don't, you lose them. You don't lose them. You carry them forward. It's Form 8582 is the form that you will see in your return, whether you do it or a professional does. And by the way, I would really urge you, you're a real estate professional now, Ed. You need to get a professional preparer, okay? And you're a real estate investor, I'm sorry. You need a professional preparer, and it's not me, more than likely. we're planners. We're not reporters. Now, we will report if we're doing your planning. So if you engage with me to plan, say, how to use your 401 or your IRA or how to set up some family planning entities, yes, we do tax returns, but we do them for clients that we are executing tax plans for. We don't just take clients that, hey, I just need a tax return done. Well, if that's the case, let me tell you, there's thousands of reporters out there, CPAs, and you'll probably be well served, but we're not necessarily looking for that. But run your questions by me. You're a Real Wealth member. I have a deal with Steve Davis where I'll answer the phone for any of his folks. You got a quick question. I'm not going to go do copious research for you, but I'll tell you whether to turn left or right, and always feel like you've got that as a resource. And if you do it on air, that might be even better, because then we can let, I don't know how many other people are listening at this point. There may be three. I don't know. But at some point, there's going to be a lot more, and you'd be amazed. Your questions become FAQs for me. It gives me content, so don't ever hold back. As Steve says, there are no stupid questions, okay? They all educate. And they help other people know. But anyway, where do you get your K-1s? Oh, the other thing, listen, as an investor, you want to extend that return. And I know that goes against what so many other mentors or real estate gurus say. I'm just telling you, I'm a CPA, and I understand that the IRS, for instance, 2 years ago issued new regulations regarding the new tax law that affected my clients on April the 16th. Now think about that, okay? One day after the deadline, we get a raft of new regulations regarding the QBI rules, and I'm not going to dig into that. But you're an investor. Extend your return. Get past the initial deadline. Let your corrected 1099s, corrected K-1s, new IRS issuances come in. Target later in the year for filing. And there's other good reasons to do that. I'm not going to go into it on the air, but let's just say don't rush out there and file a return or have a harried CPA that's, the fur's flying, because it's not like we're twiddling our thumbs and going golfing every day during the months of March and April, or now it's going to be the months of, April and May, since we have an extension till June. But we're working on estimates. We want you to know whether or not you owe, because if you owe, you need to pay in on that extension deadline. But understand the form, the name of the form, I believe, something along the line of application for automatic extension of time to file.
I file one every year.
Okay, great. And you realize you don't even sign the form. We don't even sign it. It's that normal. And so when people act like...
Until October or something, you get an automatic.
Well, that's right. It's automatic, and when people act like, you know, you're inviting an audit, no, wrong. You're doing the normal. That's the new normal. And I've got clients that are 90 years old now, literally, because I started back in 85, our own practice, when they were 55. And, boy, the first year when we started doing returns, it's like, oh, my God, I'm going to get audited. We can't extend. Well, now I can't hardly get the data from them until maybe the end of September, early October, because they understand. Nobody died. It didn't hurt anybody. And so, anyway, well, good for you that you're already there. So, anyway, did you have anything else, Ed, I can help you with?
No, I think that's about it. I mean, I have some rental property that I do, and I have carried, I'm carrying over losses every year, and I'm assuming that's going to be in the same bucket as this.
Same concept. That's exactly right. Hey, did you go to the event today?
No, I've been, I'm in a household with these, I'm doing air quotes, high-risk people, so I just, don't go anywhere. You know, I get a lot, so I'm just not participating in those events. I wish I could, but these days.
Listen, stay tuned and call me with another question or two. I appreciate you being involved. Okay.
Okay, I appreciate it. Thank you.
You bet.
All right.
Natalie, I guess we've got a couple minutes here for the next break.
One thing I want to say is that mailbox money, when the distribution start is fun, and also on that K-1, that cost segregation, those write-offs are just so – they're just amazing. People just don't understand the power of real estate until they actually get in it, and I think that's one thing.
Well, that's true, but I'm also going to caution, and you're right, everything you just said is correct, but it's a maybe in terms of any specific person. And just to explain real quick what I mean by that, let's assume there's 35 partners in a partnership, and when each of those 35 partners completes their return, most of them won't experience the cost segregation unless, like I mentioned with Ed, now if he was in four other partnerships and one of them just sold this year, absolutely, he's going to soak that cost seg, whatever his piece is, which is, additional accelerated depreciation dollars, just to put it in hopefully layman's terms. And this is a topic we'll probably devote a show or shows to in the future. But you don't lose it. It carries forward. And so you may have a deal exit next year, not the one that generated the cost seg or the cost segregation dollars, because they're fungible dollars, these carry forwards. And so, it's interesting. And I used an example last week, and I don't think too many people got it. I didn't get any emails about it, but I referred, and Natalie, you probably remember, you're old enough. You remember the In-Laws movie with Peter Falk and Alan Arkin? And the concept of serpentine, which is, zigzagging as you run across. In any event, that's how I feel what we're doing with trying to time these losses and marry them up with, reporting or income and losses from multiple properties. But in any event, let's pick up with that. The K-1 issue coming back from the break, I had a couple other things I wanted to mention on that. Again, if you have questions, the line in is 281-558-5738, and you're listening to the Be a Planner Show with Nathan Ross, CPA, and my special guest today, Natalie Pilkington with Rockstar Capital.
Did you know 76% of Americans are concerned they won't have a secure retirement? BeAPlanner.com shows how private real estate partnerships can increase current cash flow and retirement savings. There are three options to control your 401 and IRAs, but only one will double your retirement lifestyle. BeAPlanner.com, or tune in each Saturday at 5 p.m. for the Be a Planner Show with CPA Nathan Ross, right here on AM 700 KSEV.
Universal Propane Grill and Light is where all the grill masters shop for top-tier quality products to barbecue or cook a great piece of meat. Owner Bob Fulton always emphasizes to me the importance of selling a great quality product, whether it's a new grill or one of the many outdoor kitchen accessories. Don't be fooled by buying products online. I assure you, you're not getting what you're paying for. Stop by Universal Propane Grill and Light and allow Bob Fulton to explain and inform you on true quality products. With the huge showroom floor at Universal Propane Grill and Light, you're able to get a hands-on education. Universal Propane Grill and Light stands behind their products. No knockoffs that will corrode, break down, and fall apart after a few uses. Shop where all the grill masters go. Universal Propane Grill and Light, 9106 FM 1960 West, just west of 249. Give Bob a call today at 281-894-8878 or visit their website, gasgrillwarehouse.com. Universal Propane Grill and Light.
Okay, we're back. And Natalie, as we were leaving there, we were talking about, K-1s or with Ed. And I was just trying to make the point that each one of the 35 partners in that partnership will most likely have a different set of numbers, or could have. I shouldn't say most likely. In most cases, they won't have any current year application of the amounts will be getting carried forward. But what you have to understand is every partner is differently situated in terms of perhaps their reporting persona. They may have other passive activity incomes, or there's a number of things that will affect that. And so, there also could be entities that are invested. So then they got partners under that partner in one of Robert's deals, let's say. And so there's just a myriad of scenarios. So, I empathize with folks like Ed. It sounds like he may do in his own return. And I'm just telling you, at some point, you really have to focus on the fact that you're an investor. You're not a tax accountant, tax preparer. And as much as, I see clients, even some of our clients, they use TurboTax, but they do it just so they understand kind of what the tax return's about, and they pass off to us information. Of course, we prepare the return in our system. But I'm going to tell you, TurboTax is the most amazing piece of software tech. On the other hand, Makita makes a heck of a circular saw, and I bought one at Home Depot several years ago, almost cut my leg off as I was trying to do something. I can't remember what it was. And I very quickly decided I was going to call a professional. And it wasn't anything major. I think it may have been a doghouse or something. I don't know. But bottom line is, just as Makita, buying that circular saw, wonderful piece of technology, very reasonably priced, that doesn't make me a carpenter any more than TurboTax is going to make a client a preparer. And there's a perspective that carpenter had that came out and finished my job that I'll never have, because I don't do this every day, right? And that goes double on this side. And when you look at some of the complexities involved in Form 8582 that I mentioned, and just the rules of the passive activity losses, pretty early on in your investor career, if you want to call it that, you need a professional. And again, I'm not volunteering to sign up with you unless you've got some significant planning opportunities, which you may. And I'll assess that, for free if you'll fill out our intake forms that you'll find there on the baplanner.com website. So anyway, Natalie, why don't you tell us, how do people connect with, I don't know, is it you or Robert, or how do they connect if they're in, if they're, let's say they're not on a mentor platform at this point, they're thinking about it. As you and I both know, Robert operates independently and in conjunction with one or more platforms, but, you know, you can, if you're a sophisticated investor, and that's a special term, or accredited. I think Robert still has people invest directly. I know I had a call this week. One of our listeners is invested with him, and he's not a member of any of the platforms. So I'm assuming you're still doing
it. You don't have to be a member anywhere. Obviously, we do recommend a few of them. We think there's some great ones out there. So if you're not sure where to begin, that's always a good place to start. However, we have a new investor orientation that kind of explains everything to somebody who isn't sure what to do or what happens or the full process of investing with Rockstar. First step, obviously, is get us your information and go to rockstar-capital.com. And in the top right-hand corner, there's Invest Now or Invest With Us little button, a gold button. You click that, fill out that information, and somebody on our team will call you back. And one of the first steps, I think, is to get to that new investor orientation so that you can completely understand the process of a deal. Like that gentleman who called in said he hasn't received a distribution yet. And that's typical in a first-year cycle because you're going into the property. You're making those capital expenditures and improvements, and you're building that property up, and you want to make sure that you're on solid footing before you start distributing. So we kind of explain that whole process to you and when to expect the K-1s and when the refinance event should happen. When you should get all your money back, you know, what all of it should look like at the end, so you kind of get an idea.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you explained that latter part. I know one thing that we're tasked with and working with our clients that are, they've come to us because they've got a sizable 401 with their employer. They want to take control of that 401 and invest the money on their own, meaning they want to control the checkbook. They want to decide when, where, how much, and who to invest with. And, you know, they may be doing it for the first time. But the bottom line is what we do there, that's really the tip of the iceberg for what we do, because we're involved further as you move towards retirement, or maybe you're in retirement, or maybe you're not retired yet. But, you know, maybe you enjoy your job. A lot of people do, right? But at some point, and, you know, the 50-year-old won't be thinking this way, and maybe not even the 60, but at some point you're going to realize that once you've given up that income stream, most likely off that job, it's like, oh, I got to pay my bills next quarter. Where do I get the funds? Because, you know, the private placement is not like buying some mutual funds or an index fund where you can literally reach in and take out 50 grand to go pay next month's or next quarter's bills or next month's. I've got clients that spend that kind of money. And, you know, you've got an issue that we refer to in the planning business as sequencing. And, you know, it's one thing to say, hey, I've got $2 million in private placements. It's another to say, I've got money staged to pay next quarter's bills or next year's bills. And so a lot of what we do, and we're doing this in conjunction with trying to get you down into the lower tax brackets or the zero tax bracket. And by the way, there's not really a zero tax bracket per se. I think 12 is the first bracket. But, you know, when you factor in the fact that you get a standard deduction, and then there's certain types of income, and this is key for everybody that's listening. There are certain types of income that don't get reported to the IRS. And I'm going to give you an example. Permanent life insurance is one. And if you think I'm an insurance fanatic, think again. I use insurance products as a tax strategy or a cash flow strategy. And when you take distributions out of the cash value, non-taxable distributions out of permanent life insurance, the cash value, I don't even care about the death benefit. You likely won't have much of a death benefit if you work the policies the way we do, where you're using it for your long-term health care, chronic illness. We put riders for both those items on that policy. And then, of course, we have the cash value. That distribution is not reported to the IRS. And so now you begin to get a hint of what I'm referring to when I talk about the zero tax math. Now, truthfully, for real estate investors, including ones that are invested with folks like Robert Martinez, I can tell you, because I've got more than a couple of them, it's hard to get people down to that magical, you know, zero tax area, because there's a lot of money that gets actually, you know, it's taxable income. It's not just distributions. It's distributions typically in the what I'm going to refer to as the interim years. But when you exit, and I know you hear tax-free all the time when you go to the case studies, and it's not tax-free. It's tax-deferred. If we can marry, if we can serpentine in a great way that, okay, we can keep pushing the snowball out, but there is a snowball that's going to melt someday. And if you put a dollar into a real estate partnership or real estate asset, and over time you get $1.50 out, I don't care how it got there, whether it was interim cash flows, whether it was refinances, or whether it was the gain on exit, you're going to pay tax on that 50 cents. And maybe if you take this all the way to the conclusion where you pass on, you might get a step up in basis. That's on President Biden's radar right now. It's likely that's going to go away at some point here soon, as is the 1031 exchange. That's on the radar. Real estate investors are not going to be treated as we have been under President Trump, and it's going to be a eye-opening experience. Anyway, Natalie, we've got a couple minutes left, so I wanted to go back to you, and why don't you tell us, maybe Robert talked about it today, I'm sure he did, why don't you look out over the next 6 to 12 months specifically with respect to Robert and tell us what you think's coming on the horizon so we can let listeners understand that.
Well, you know, for us, we're always underwriting deals, so there's deals on the horizon. We don't have a magic ball, so we can't exactly say, but I can say that things, we're not going to have the big recession like we did in 08 when the market kind of stopped and we were able to buy a lot of properties and move a lot of real estate. That isn't coming, because there is so much money and so much competition in the market that it is just going to come down to the talent of the people who are underwriting the deals and understanding where they can add value in those capital expenditures and increased revenue on the property. I think it's really going to come down to a sharp owner-operator and turning those deals into something above and beyond what they already are, obviously, but just having that skill set, being there and have done that, which Robert's been through all of this. He's been through the 08. He's been through the oil and gas recession. He's been through COVID, and each time he's come out stronger. And I think we're just really poised at Rockstar Capital to pull down some more deals, very solid deals, but it's not going to be as easy as people were hoping that it was going to be when this first happened, because there's too much prop up from the government. So, but definitely a lot of opportunity. You make, you know, like, when's the best time to buy real estate? Yesterday. And if not yesterday, today. So we're definitely out looking.
I know a lot of what Robert's done is in what we would call the value add class, where he's taken a property that's got significant deferred maintenance, you know, rents are under market, et cetera. Is that even in today's time with COVID, et cetera, I assume that's got to be even more available? I mean, is that what his focus is currently? Or
yeah, we're still doing value add. We also do yield plays. It just depends on the deal that falls into our lap and that we're cultivating too. But yeah, definitely doing value plays, doing yield plays. If the numbers make sense or we can add value, we're doing it.
Yeah. Listen, you hear the music, so we've only got a few seconds here. I really appreciate you taking time today. I'm hopeful we can get Robert on soon. You let me know. I think that would be beneficial. Maybe y'all join together, and we would really welcome that. So, again, thanks a lot, and I hope to hear from you again soon. Okay?
Thanks for having me.
Be sure to tune in next Saturday at 5 for another edition of Be a Planner Show right here on AM 700 KSEV. Woo! All right. Ow! 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 Ow!